With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. Governor Dennis Dugard says the expansion of Medicaid to cover a broader swath of state residents will not only help the working poor, but also Native Americans. Dugard says the federal government has a treaty obligation to pay for the health care of Native people. He says when the federal government fails to fulfill that obligation, the cost falls to the state. He says expanding Medicaid will save state funds that are now going to support Native health care.
If this plan is adopted, the new relationship between IHS and healthcare providers will allow Native Americans to get better healthcare. IHS will be able to use telehealth to provide better primary care. If a Native American is eligible for Medicaid, the state will no longer bear half of this expense for this treaty obligation. This deal makes sense for South Dakota.
However, Dugard adds that he won't support the expansion of Medicaid if it ends up reducing state general funds. He adds that South Dakota will pull out of Medicaid expansion if the federal government changes or repeals the Affordable Care Act. Dugard says there are things about Medicaid expansion he doesn't like, but he says South Dakota legislators owe it to the people to take a hard look at the advantages. Some GOP lawmakers have expressed opposition to the proposal, while many Democratic leaders are in support. Officials say a lockdown at several Avera facilities in Aberdeen has been lifted, and a person suspected of making the threat is in custody. Avera spokeswoman Rochelle Braun says that a threat made to Avera St. Luke's Hospital caused the nine-building campus to go on lockdown this afternoon. The Aberdeen Family YMCA also was on lockdown. Braun says the suspect was never on Avera property. Brown County Emergency Management Director Scott Mainz says the suspect has been taken into custody. Officers responded to a report of an armed individual just before 1 o'clock near the Water Therapy Center. Police vehicles were parked in front of several of the buildings. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, areas of fog in the east with lows in the upper teens to upper 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain and snow likely west and northeast.